With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape Resorts and Spas and do your deal at CheapCaribbean.com. You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Is it hoarding if it's boots? I don't think so. A woman can never have too many pairs of boots. It's the perfect gift for your loved ones and for yourself. So, this festival and concert season is all about boots. Everybody has to show up in style, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert with all your friends. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
Oh my gosh. Listen, Sophia, you're in charge of this intro because the rest of us are too intimidated. She's here.
Wait, did you just say intimidated? Are you out of your mind?
Daphne, we're so happy that you're here.
I'm so happy to be here.
Friends, Drama Queens family, listeners, we are here to talk about season 5, episode 4, and we have none other than the icon, Victoria Davis, Daphne Zuniga with us. And we are finally to season Daphne. It has taken so long to get here.
This is just what we've been waiting for the whole time. We've just been waiting to get you. That's it.
And you are such a champion because when we went on tour, we were like, listen, we're not there yet, but please come. We miss you so much. Will you come to New York? And you did.
It was so fun. That was so fun.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm doing well.
You look fantastic.
If you're going to do everything online in this world, it's nice to have a ring light and filters and all that crap. You can figure it out.
Where are you in the world right now?
I'm in LA.
Yeah.
Let me guess. Nashville, upstate New York. Are you LA or are you London? Aren't you doing a play in London?
I'm in London.
You are already?
Yeah.
I think, are we checking all time zones right now? We've got our time zones covered.
Ladies, we're international.
Yeah.
Wow. Sophia's at 9 o'clock. You're probably still drinking coffee.
It's 10 p.m. here. I'm having a glass of red wine.
I have a green juice. I'm so boring.
It's 3:49. Can I go get a glass of wine or is it a little?
Yes, you can. Daphne, did you just hold up a matcha?
No, I hold up a green juice.
A green juice.
I've already had two coffees and I'm trying to cut down. So green juice.
Amazing. So,
yeah.
Daphne, you are so iconic when you come into the show and you just hit it right away. There's no buildup. You're just like, here I am. I am in charge. The rest of you are minions. Work.
Yeah.
And did you feel that? Like, as an actress, like, you little dummies, want to see how it's done? Or, like, how do you prepare your brain to come in like a tornado?
Yeah.
All right. I've been thinking about this for so long. The truth is... No, the truth is, I remember being on the phone with discussing this character. And when he said, you're going to come in, you're the, you know, Sophia's mother, you're going to be running this fashion company. And, you know, I misheard him because I heard something like, you know, you're going to have lines like, you know, zero's not a size. And somehow I turned around that I'm going to be this really supportive mother. And she's like under all this pressure. And I thought, oh, that's great. And then I said, maybe I can say like, you know, honey, it's not what you look like. It's not. And there's silence. And then goes, no, you're the villain. You fire people because they're not skinny enough. You, and I'm like, excuse me? And so I had to kind of really jump on board and say, oh, well, as long as someone's going to say zero is not a sign.
Right, right.
But I get to play the villain in that whole story. At least the story is going to be ultimately positive for young women, right? So, so anyway, then I get on the set and I think my first day and my first scene was, so if we were in the limo with that guy, Johan, I think Johan, it was his name, what a sweetheart.
He was one of the Knicks. His character was Nick. One of the Knicks.
And so I remember was nearby and I did my line, like, get out. You're not actually sleeping with her. And I just remember he comes up and he's like, yeah, can you do it meaner? So it took some effort to say these lines and literally to this daughter, right, and her friends, who I knew that it was season 5. I knew I hadn't been around for years for this girl. And you know, when like the job's on the line, you just like muster up. And then I went, and I feel like that's when I met you, Hillary.
Yeah, because I got the full Victoria.
I'm going. And I remember like being on set and Joy, there was a scene in the studio, music studio. And I remember saying things like, okay, I was like, okay, I got to stay here and she's got to stay here. Then we got to go there. And I remember being in the makeup trailer and, you know, there's no cameras. You're like, but I'm saying it around to people, you know, like, excuse me, hello, do I get any attention? And stuff like that. Like to the makeup girls and they're like, ah. And I'm like, excuse me, I may be number 12 on the call sheet, but hello.
That I love that. But that requires so much vulnerability and trust of the people around you, especially in environments when not everyone's going to understand exactly what you're doing. People are freaked out by actors' processes all the time.
Yeah, I know. It wasn't fair, Joy, I have to say, because it's not like I was like, okay, I'm going to be must getting into this because this is the thing. If you don't, I need to somehow stay in it and play in the environment because there's so much waiting and sitting around and that it's hard to go from 0 to 60 when you have lines like, dear, you know, you can't do this. That's why I'm doing it. You haven't done anything. Like, and to all of you, every single one of you, it could have come across really fake. So that's how I had to somehow, and I think I hugged you a lot in between. Probably not you, Hillary. I didn't know you well enough.
Can I just tell you, Daphne, I thought about this today when I knew you were coming on. You guys, to still fly to New York all the time for work. I was like still doing stuff at MTV every once in a while. And there was one bright and early morning where Daphne and I both got on the same little flight from Wilmington to New York. And I hid because I was so scared of her.
Oh, no.
And I didn't know. I was like, should I say hi? I'm not going to say hi. She doesn't want to talk. But maybe she wants to talk. Do I look rude if I talked? Like, I had no idea what to do.
Oh,
and
my God.
It was perfect because I'd done a lot of parent stuff on the show. Like, I think out of all of our characters, Chad and I probably had the most, like, parent work to do.
Yeah.
And I know what it's like to be too buddy-buddy with the person that's, like, playing your authority figure. And so it was good that I was terrified of you, Daphne, because I think all the stuff we have together has that real awkwardness that is like built into it. Because then, you know, once I left the show and we started going to conventions, you and I sat down at that restaurant in Paris and we were like, let's do this.
Are you kidding
Let's
me?
Let's get weird.
We had some conversation I still think of that's great advice. I won't say it on line, but it was great advice.
Well,
but I, you know, also I have to say, that just the lines, you know, that we have Peyton, you know, when it's like, oh, well, you never had a mother, that's clear, all that evil stuff. I mean, to be honest, I think you left short some point, right? So I got to know these two, but I just felt like there was something I was like, I'm just going to use this. Oh, I know what I was going to say. I also, you guys thought, oh, I'm going to be comfortable because I've worked for so long and I'm a, you know, a parent, blah, blah, blah. But I was, you know, it's hard to come into a show that's been on for all those years. You guys knew each other so well, the crew, everything. And so there was a kind of a new girl in town that I was also protecting with Victoria. Like, I don't care if I'm the new girl in town. Get the fuck out of my... Oops, sorry.
Yeah. No, it's okay. Well, you can cuss on our show. It's fine.
But you know what, Daph? I will say it was so, I mean, in my memory, clear to everyone that you were working. Like, you were focused and working, and it was cool to watch. Because, yeah, sure, you might go like, hello, can I get a little attention over here? But then you would laugh and you would make everyone laugh. Mm-hmm. And everyone was like, wait, she's doing, like, it felt like being backstage at like SNL and watching the comedians prep. Yeah. You're going, oh my God, she's doing a bit. And it's so funny. And it became, I don't know, it just became so fun for all of us to watch because we were so enamored with the fact that you were going to come and join our show. We couldn't believe Daphne Zuniga was coming on our show. I was like, I finally get a mom and it's Daphne. Like, I've won the lottery.
Amazing.
And it was such a big deal. And you humanized it and you made it funny. And you're not wrong. I mean, you hugged me when the cameras weren't rolling all the time. And I think the closeness you and I created so fast allowed us to kind of be riskier with each other as performers.
Yeah, I think, you know, so.
When you're working with someone who you're actually scared of, it can really make you close up as an actor. And when you feel safe, you get open. And I remember how much fun I had with you, but I remember how much of a kind of relief it was as well to have someone of your caliber come in and, you know, care for us and tell us we weren't crazy and give us great advice and like do all the things. You were there for the highest highs and the lowest lows. And we had a lot of highs together and it was so cool.
Yeah. Well, I felt very naturally, I'm very young at heart. Like, I'm very young inside.
Yes.
So I, feel like closer to your age than I think I numerically am.
We feel that though.
You're the mother.
Had you ever played a mom before?
Yeah, I'd played moms, but they were like, you know, 11 tops. Right.
Like nice moms. How did you justify, as we, you know, we just watched the episode and you're, I mean, every single person that you meet, you've got something to cut them down, right? Just right below the knees. And how did you justify? I would love to know more, because I've never asked you this, but I would love to know more about Victoria and what kind of a character you crafted and backstory that you crafted for her that you felt you could justify that behavior, because you did it in such a way that was not caricature. It wasn't typical villainy. It was very grounded and human, and we still loved you anyway. And so I'm just fascinated. I'd love to know.
Well, for the character, I had to say to myself, okay, what do I love more than anything? My career, me, Daphne. And if I had gotten pregnant and had to give up my career, I just had to feel into that a lot. And already my body gives chills. It's okay to get pregnant. You know, two of you have children and we're, you know, but, and then be forced in that era, maybe in that time, in that town, to give up the career.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I used. So I decided that Victoria had, she wanted to see the world. She wanted to do, you know, she was a career woman. She was smart. She was a smart woman. And this town, and ironically, I could use the fact that when I was 15, we moved from the San Francisco Bay Area, where I was going to ACT, American Conservatory Theater, Young Conservatory. I'd been doing plays. My friends were getting agents. I already knew what I wanted. And we moved to a tiny town in Vermont, New England. 500. Population 500.
What?
No theater department.
Wow.
Yeah, it was like the Waltons.
It was like the Waltons. Daphne, you were churning butter?
I was like, where's John Boy? Like, literally, there was a town hall, no sidewalks, one gas pump. Anyway, I thought, I went crazy. I thought, oh my God. And I hated my mother. And I had to get a theater department started at my high school, which I did. But so I could use that very visceral, if you have something that you think is who you are and the only way you can live in this world, and it's like your oxygen, like I've always had that with acting. I've never wanted anything else. And if Victoria had that with seeing the world and proving herself and being somebody and making money and doing like the men do, maybe she had a very tough dad. And then someone says, you're pregnant? And no. Well, this is the result of that. She's my no. And so the only way that that Victoria can do life and okay, I'm going to, and she probably took off. She wasn't around because she was seeing the world and she was doing her thing. And so that's, Joy, to answer your question, when I would see Brooke, you know, it was like, well, let's do this together then. You know, I can have a child and we'll do this. And she kept, and then she drags me back to this dump of a town. And I'm like, you're not going to do this to me twice. Are you kidding me? And you... Wow. Peyton and you, whatever your name is, with the bait, you know, like, no, it's not going to happen. So it was more out of a desperation. Yeah. And then, and I've also felt like she just, a very much of protection is she has to look down on people. Her clothes have to look good. I am not you. I'm out of here. I'm Madison Avenue. Yeah. You know, St. Ambrose. Like, I have nothing
it's
to
like
do with
you. It's like an armor.
Yeah.
It's how she protects herself in the world. And you know what I caught, because we've been talking now for the last few episodes, you know, the last one we finally revealed that Victoria is Brooke's mom. I'm not going, yes, you are, mother. Like, ah. And in this episode, knowing that there were going to be all these zingers at the party, and we did a full spit take when you said, when Victoria says to Lucas, oh, you're one of my daughter's ill-begotten love interests. We like... died. But I was prepared for those. I was so excited to see those. The one I'd forgotten that really hit me for exactly the reasons you're sharing with us, I could see all of this backstory on your face, was when you said to me, after you're making it clear that you've designed this failure, you've prepped for Houston, you've done the work to make sure I don't want to stay in this town. And you say, beautiful things die in Tree Hill.
Oh, that line.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Because it's personal. It was your whole life. And all of what that sentiment is filled with is, you know, in a way now Brooke's to carry for her mom. And it it just makes their relationship so clear with so little exposition. And I thought it was phenomenal writing. And I thought you acted it so beautifully. It took my breath away.
Yeah, that the stakes were that high. And also, so then add on that, she has to walk this line. Because as you do say, you know, like you don't have to go back. I can't force you to go back. Right. So then she has to think, well, I can't just drag her out of here because, and these are her friends. And if she knows inside, they're going to win and you're going to do what you want. So she has to make this thing happen behind the scenes, right? About bringing in all, she knows no one can buy these clothes. You know, you guys can, like these people can maybe afford a cosmetic.
We're 21. Case. We even gasped when Haley said, I'm 21 in this episode. We were like, oh my God.
I was like, wait, what?
21?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. Daphne, you did 41 episodes of our show. Did you ever get an apartment in Wilmington? Or were you flown out every time and stayed in a hotel for weeks at a time?
Yeah, I was kind of like in and out. I was in and out a lot.
Because I feel like there were stretches of time when you were there for a long time.
Like, I think a month and then yeah, it was like that. It was really funny in the very beginning, like this episode or the one before, you know, I went home in between, I think, this last couple episodes. But I didn't know where I was going anywhere.
I remember the plane.
Do you remember my luggage? I literally had like two very heavy things. And I had them for all this shit. And I was like, and then Kelly calls me, okay, where do you want to go Thursday? You're done. And I'm like, where am I? What? I thought I was staying at least longer than like, I don't know what it was, 5 days. And I had all the, anyway, I learned I could leave some of that at home and come and go. but I ended up, I think later, Joyce staying longer at a time.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay.
In the beginning. So I didn't know where to stay. So this is what I get. They're like, where do you want to stay? I go, where are the producers staying?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's so Victoria.
I think Joe stayed downtown in some, that house. Anyway.
It was an apartment they all circled in and out of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I ended up staying in this place downtown. And I mean, I heard gunshots at night. There was partying every night. Probably you were there doing shots, Hillary.
It was me.
Like the military guy. And I was like, okay, mental note. Don't want to stay here again. Mm-hmm. So I was so scared. Yeah.
Did you end up at the beach?
Yes. So then I went up to the beach and stayed there. And by accident, they gave me some beautiful suite with a whirlpool bath and like two rooms. And I was like, wow, they treat their actors so well here. This is nice. And then the next time I go, oh, can I have the same room? And they're like, yeah, no, you're staying in this room. You made a mistake.
The baby room.
Yeah.
So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. It's easy to use waterproof pencil, holds like wax, and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order. Friends, we need a second to talk about Squarespace. Squarespace has so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of the product features that I love is their asset library. You can upload, organize, and access all of your content from one place. With the new asset library, you're able to manage all of your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. They also have flexible website templates, so you can get started with one of their professional website templates with designs for every category and use case. Then you just customize your look, update content, and add features to fit your unique needs. You can make any Squarespace template do what you want, so your idea, your brand, or your business stands out online on every device. Plus, they will make selling your products on an online store a breeze. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Oh boy. Well, when I moved to Nashville, the first thing I did was get on Wayfair and get one of them professional accounts so that I could order everything. Because let me tell you how many things in my house are from Wayfair. So many things. And it's so fun. There's so many options. It's whimsical. If you need modern, if you need old, they have everything.
I love that I can put all the things I need in my shopping cart and then see them all together. And it's just, you can see what the whole room's going to look like. Wayfair is the place to shop for everything home, from sofas and beds to dining sets and decor.
And starting May 4th, you can get up to 80% off site-wide during Way Day, which is their biggest sale of the year. Did you also know they have like a digital room designer on their website? You can put things in your cart and then add them into this fake version of your house, and you can look at the things that you want in your house and see what it looks like. It's amazing. The selection is huge.
Obsessed.
It's their biggest sale of the year. As we said, you can find everything you need for your living room, outdoor areas, bedroom, and more. Huge selection. Home goods ranging from appliances and area rugs to beds and wall art, and it's all on sale.
Wayfair has something for every home, no matter your style or your budget. So preview the Way Day deals and start filling up your cart today. Don't miss Wayfair's biggest sale of the year to get everything for your home. Way Day runs from May 4th through the 6th. Head to wayfair.com now to preview the deals and start filling your cart. That is WAYFAIR.com. I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to cheapcaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it, so do your deal and find vacays in your price range at cheapcaribbean.com. That's cheapcaribbean.com.
What were some of your favorite spots in Wilmington? Where did you love to spend time?
The beach. And you know what I liked about Wilmington was I had my little routine. You probably did that gym in Mayfair, the O2 gym.
Yes, that's right. God. I forgot about that.
Oh my God. I would do that. Sometimes I'd go to a movie right there. There's a place where I rented bikes and would ride out to the beach and do all that. And downtown, of course, with you guys, Deluxe.
Oh my God, Deluxe.
I was like, the great thing about working with people that are younger, I mean, not younger, but like you guys and your age, is that, you know, you have a long day and like, oh, let's go get a glass of wine downtown, you know? And it's like, nothing slowed you down. Like normally I probably would say, I'll stay in my room and like do microwave popcorn and like, you know, sleep and be good. But I was like, no, let's go to Deluxe.
Yeah. Yes, let's do it.
Yeah. Let's go to Deluxe. Let's see Hank. Let's have him tell us what the specials are and get a good
Hank. Yes.
Sweet Hank.
A big, beautiful wooden bar.
I think with like the being scared of you part of it, it was really like rooted in wanting what you presented in these first couple episodes. Like we've talked extensively in the last, you know, couple episodes about how the end of season four went really sideways for me particularly. Mm-hmm. And I was witnessing this woman that came in and was hot and was really good at her job and really powerful. And everything I had witnessed up until this point was our male bosses kind of holding authority over women or putting them in uncomfortable positions. And you came in, no one was going to make you uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And like you were the boss on set. Everyone was like deferring to you. Everyone was on the best behavior we have ever seen with you. And I wanted that. I was like, I don't know how to get that, but that's the goal. And I would love to know, like, as you were coming up in the industry, how you started to put those puzzle pieces together of like, this is how I'm going to conduct myself so that I am safe, I am professional, and I'm really fucking good.
Great question.
You know, to be honest, the only thing that brings that is time in this business, because you get to a certain age where they know they can't control you. They know they can't play with you. And trust me, on this set, there was some of that. And I would just be like, really? Not like, really, because I can't believe you'd be like, with me. But like, really, like, how old were you when I was getting, when this was going on my sets? Like, you were so freaking young. You were, I couldn't believe that still. I mean, I did a show in the early 2000s. And I was 40 and they wanted me in a bathing suit. And I was like, no, I was 40 something. And I was like, when do you get to just be a woman? Yeah. You know, like,
yeah.
And not just tits. Remember,
and just not the visual. And, but it has to do with the power, right? And it has to do, that has to do with age, because the only thing, and you guys are of the age, the only reason I could come in like that is because I'd been around, they'd seen me and stuff. You know, I'd go to coffee with Joe, with the producer, Joe Davola, you know, in the morning, and we'd talk about therapy and stuff and a little bit. And then, you know, but I saw it, you guys. I mean, I saw what I saw, wasn't what everything you experienced. But I was like, oh, okay. And, I could feel it and see it. And I, you know, just seeing you guys and getting to know you guys more. But I wasn't aware of that when I first came on. What I saw was you guys were the pros. You guys were in this well-oiled machine. I respected you. I could see how old you were. I didn't look at you. It didn't even dawn on me to look at you that way. It looked at me like you guys have been holding down a show and keeping it on the air for 5 years. That is not easy. Because I've been on other shows. They didn't, that didn't last that long. So that's how I saw you. And I was surprised when I learned more. But, you know, I hope nowadays it's different, don't you? Than for people, I think for the younger generation.
I hope those little girls are out there tweeting anytime someone's an asshole. You know what I mean? Like, we didn't have those tools.
No.
I hope these kids on set are, like, texting each other and DMing each other, like, this happened to you? Because we just didn't have the toolkit.
And, you know, we didn't have phones when I was younger, Hillary. So it's not that we had, like, oh, let me show you this picture or this and that. What you have now, you have access. That's what I don't get. Literally, when I was a kid in the 80s, there was, like, you know, my mother did my fan mail. Like you do, like you write away for a picture that somebody signs. There weren't Comic-Cons. There weren't tweets. There wasn't all this access.
Did you ever do a mall tour?
I think just with Soph, we went somewhere on a mall.
We did. Daphne and I did Macy's together in New York.
That's right. Macy's. God, that was the first time.
It was honestly so chic.
Yeah, but your fans, my God, I was blown away.
It sort of strikes me as something really interesting, though, that you're saying, And maybe because you said the word therapy and then very quickly after you said, yeah, you guys just seem to be holding down this show. And it took, you know, and before I found out, I thought you were all just like these professional young people. Literally the other night, my therapist was like, it's really interesting that for being as sensitive as you are and how things can rock you and, you know, you'll stay up for like 3 nights thinking about how to write about some injustice or how to talk about an issue. He goes, you just seem pretty unfazed all the time. And I'm your therapist. Like, it's just me and you on the Zoom. You can be as emotional as you want and you seem pretty even keeled. And I was like, I'm not. I'm never even keeled. Everything is painful. What are you talking about? And he was like, where do you think you learn to compartmentalize like this? And I was like, oh, on my first job for sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, I just learned to come to work and like be good and uh-huh. do it and keep my personal to myself. Like, just yeah. I was told, like, check your bags at the door, young lady. And now I'm like, I don't know, man. I guess I'm glad that I could like show up in a crisis and appear calm. And also, if your therapist is like, why don't you seem more upset when you're upset? I'm like,
because your baggage is held together with duct tape.
yeah, it's like all on the roof of the car.
But that, Soph, is a very needed ability in this business. And I think mm-hmm. women, hopefully young women and young boys, learn it fast because it's none of their business a lot, so much. And it's such a tricky thing, right? Because you're on set and everything feels and becomes so personal.
And so intimate.
And yet it's a business.
You spend 18 hours together. I mean, they are your spouses, your partners. It's super intimate.
And so it's super intimate. And so you're, you know, I mean, I just remember being younger and it's weird, you know, authority and being familiar and all of the roles get mixed up because you're all, not only is it intimate and you're close and you're 18 hours a day and all that, but it's also all you're doing is revisiting your emotions. You're recalling emotion. So it's very tricky. And anyway, I just want to say, for whatever your therapist said, I also think it's, you learned it. You guys are all smart and you have to, like, doesn't mean you have to live there all the time, but you have to bring up some kind of self-preservation. You have to in this business.
Yeah. Well, and by the way, also in any business, like your office is not your therapist's office. Like, you have to go to work and work. Everyone can't be expected to know the depths of your experience, and not everyone deserves your story. Mm-hmm. But I'm also like, I think it's an interesting thing to start analyzing where you balance. And I think to sort of bring it back to the beginning, that's why it was so inspiring for us when you showed up, because we were like, whoa, she's so good at all this stuff. And she's really fun. Like, we have fun with Daphne every day. And then we go out to dinner. And also, she takes no shit from anyone. And like, wait a second. Like, it just, you opened up, but you opened up a whole other piece of the pie chart for us of uncharted territory.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I can just speak my mind like that. Oh, that's amazing. There's been so many times in my life, in real life and in my work on set moments when I've thought, what would Daphne do? I swear to God, I really mean it, because I really think, like, I've always been a little like, if I don't need to say it, I don't. If there's an easier way to, but sometimes you just need to say what you think. Like, here's what it is. Here's what I'm thinking. Or if somebody's trying to mess with you, to just be like, really? Just say it. Why can't, what's so hard about saying that? Just call them out. They're trying to mess with you. Why should they be made to feel comfortable for doing something that's inappropriate?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. And just seeing an example of a woman who is so successful and strong and fabulous and talented and smart, be able to do that, just really lit me up. It was really exciting.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I'm so glad. I'm so glad to hear you say that. I think in this arena, I think it had to do with experience. You know, like, I did experience a lot. I was, how old? 50 when I came to you guys, I think, or something.
You look like you're 30 in the show, Daphne. We were all just like, oh my God.
She's so gorgeous.
Maybe I was mid my 40s. I think I was mid 40s, but yeah.
Girl.
Those clothes.
Did you love them?
This episode was the St. John. So I for some reason we were in touch and they were sending me things and I was like, oh yeah, it's totally Victoria. And then later she started to, I don't know, branch out from that, some Armani type suits and stuff. It was, the wardrobe was so great in this damn show.
So good.
Oh, yeah. So good.
Carol Cutshaw.
And what was so much fun was to watch you look so amazing because we were laughing. Like, why were we all wearing capri pants and suit shorts? Like, I was wearing
suit shorts.
They were made of suit material, but they were short shorts. It was such a terrible era. Terrible. And like belts over long shirt dresses, cinched all tight.
I don't know.
It's all wrong.
Oy, oy, oy. It wasn't good. And yet there was something about it that worked because we did. We looked like little kids. And then you came in these outfits. Mm-hmm. And it was, you were breathtaking and your posture and your poise and the way you'd walk elegant. In a room, look around and then narrow your eyes at your target. I was like, I want her to yell at me just so I can be close to her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just, I remember like watching this episode, I thought that was fun. And yet I also, as I'm watching it and remembering, I get to play more coming up. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I just loved working. Yeah. Like, I loved working with Lisa Goldstein and just, even though my character hated Millicent, I just loved, we had so much fun.
I loved Lisa so much. And I was so excited to really, so you know, see her in Tree Hill for the first time in this episode. And then we got Kate Vogel and it was like, come on.
Yes.
It was such an embarrassment of riches with the three of you and Michaela coming in. It was like, we just got so lucky.
It, you know what? It went from being a show about boys basketball to being a show about women. Like, this was the season where they're just like, we're going to triple the female cast members. We're not going to make the hair and makeup trailer any bigger, and we're not going to hire more people, but we're going to have hair on this show. Y'all are going to look good.
So much great hair.
So funny.
It was so great.
I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to cheapcaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it. So do your deal and find vacays in your price range at cheapcaribbean.com. That's cheapcaribbean.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively.
So therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. I've had plenty of times in my life and seasons where I have needed a safe space where I could just know that there was no judgment. I could just sort of dump out whatever I was thinking. And sometimes even just hearing myself say things out loud made it easier to go, wait a second, actually, I don't believe that. Why am I carrying that narrative around in my brain? But it doesn't always feel easy to say that kind of stuff to friends or people you're in relationship with. So I love therapy for that reason and many more.
I do too. I totally agree, especially because therapy is a dedicated chunk of time. Like for me, it's an hour a week where I really focus on my self-care. It's like, I think of it as a, you know, gym for my brain and my heart. And it's so important to take care of yourself in that way. And like you said, Joy, you can't always unburden on your friends. And I think a lot of us sometimes don't talk about what's going on with us because we feel guilty asking somebody to help us work through something. But that's literally a therapist's job. And I think that's why it works so well. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/drama today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/drama.
Oh gosh, I'm so excited whenever we get these offers. I love using my coupons that I virtually clip out for Thrive because they have all these options of things that I can't find in my local grocer. And the one thing everyone has to do is grocery shop, right? So why not do it from the comfort of your couch? And for me, that's where Thrive Market comes in.
Totally agree. Thrive Market is my go-to for all of my grocery and my household essentials. And the convenience of getting everything online and then quick ship to my doorstep, huge time saver.
I love that Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. They restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories, and I use their online filters to suit my lifestyle needs. So whether you're looking for organic kids snacks or low sugar alternatives or gluten-free pantry essentials, you can curate your own shopping experience with a few clicks to make simpler, healthier swaps.
Not only do we all save time shopping as Thrive Market members, but I love that I save money on every single grocery order. I mean, on average, it's over 30% savings every single time. Whether that's pantry staples, like you said, like, you know, peanut butter and coconut oil, or I am getting the gluten-free snacks I'm actually supposed to be eating, it really makes a big difference.
When you join Thrive Market, you are also helping a family in need with their one-for-one membership matching program. You join, they give.
So save time and money. Shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/drama for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E, market.com/drama. thrivemarket.com/drama.
I think this is such a brilliant invention, and I wish somebody had come up with it earlier, but I'm glad we have it now. You know, I've been doing theater since I was a little kid. My mom has all these videotapes of me and all these productions. And then we also have all of our family movies and all of the family photo albums and all of the everything that just takes up so much space. And I'm so grateful that Legacy Box created this whole platform to be able to condense these amazing memories down into something that's actually tangible and easy to access.
Well, and with Mother's Day fast approaching, it is a great gift for the whole family. So you can relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. You can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time.
Yes, the process is so easy. You just send in your legacy box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. And their team professionally digitizes everything by hand in the USA. You'll get everything back on the cloud or a thumb drive along with your originals. It's so easy.
Yeah. I mean, again, the VHSs, my new project is that I found Jeffrey's big, huge storage containers of VHS. And he was making TV shows in the late 80s, early 90s that I never got to see. This so is good. My chance. So
all of his pilots that never aired,
girl,
right?
I love those old beta tapes.
Yes.
So you guys can do this too. Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. That's legacybox.com/drama.
We have a bunch of fan questions for you here, if we can throw some at you.
The internet has been dying to ask you questions.
All right, let's see if I can remember.
Okay, wait. I want to ask the first one. I've been dying to ask you this all day. It is not actually from me. It's from Sophie with an, you know, S-O-P-H-I-E. I would have asked you anyway, but anyway. I don't know why I feel awkward. I'm so excited. Okay. How do you feel about the drama queens comparing your character to Kris Jenner?
Oh, I did hear that on your show. I was actually, if anyone wants to make a meme, I'd love it. Because I think Victoria in a St. John's, or actually probably any of her suits, but like, I think that'd be great. Like, you know, how it started, not how it started, how it's going, because, but like sisters, I don't know, separated at birth, something like that.
Yes.
Dude, Brooke Davis goes out to LA during the summer, like in high school. Like, what if she's a cousin of the Kardashians? What if that's the alternate universe where Victoria is like a relative of Kris Jenner?
Or the villain, like what's it called? You're an arch nemesis.
Your frenemy. Yeah.
She's your frenemy.
Yes.
watching the show and us realizing that Victoria feels like a Kris Jenner blueprint, I was like, was Kris Jenner a One Tree Hill fan? Was she taking lessons from this woman? Like, what's going on here? Because, you know, we made these episodes a long time ago, I think before that show premiered. All I'm saying is, you know, you might be entitled to a percentage of an empire.
That's really funny because, like, later on when Victoria gets a young lover and all that, it kind of... I've taken a lover. She has some great lines.
Taking notes.
That's so good.
I love it. You know, it like puts Victoria in the real world somewhere. The fact that they're, you know, comparing them. It gives me a real, oh yeah, okay, all right.
It's working.
It works.
It's working.
I like this one. Okay, Liv asks, what was your first non-acting job?
Oh.
Mm. My first non-acting job was in that little town that I moved to. I worked in the general store for $2.70 an hour at the cash register.
Aww.
No.
Oh my God.
I lie. Before that, I had a job in a deli. Okay, you guys. Remember I told you I went to ACT, American Conservatory Theater, in San Francisco, on Geary Street, right next to the big theaters. You know, Denzel Washington went there, Annette Bening. I mean, I was just like, wow, I'm in the Young Conservatory. So I got a job next door at David's Deli. It's a famous deli. And I'm like, okay, I'll make sandwiches. So the guy hires me. I promptly get sent down to the basement, like down these wooden stairs. And I'm slicing pastrami and corned beef.
Oh, God.
Like weeks. I'm in dreaming of corned beef. No wonder I'm a vegetarian. Corned beef. And then I say, can I come upstairs and make sandwiches? And he's like, you don't like it down there? Okay, we bring you upstairs. He brings me upstairs and puts me in the back kitchen where I'm like peeling hard-boiled eggs for their
just
egg salad
mayonnaise.
Anyway, the whole summer gone, and this is what I'm doing. And I never made a sandwich. Never made one sandwich. So you know what I was doing as I was doing that, you guys? I said, okay, Laurence Olivier says, use it. Use it all. Yes. Use it for your craft. So I was just there. I'm going to use this. I'm going to use this. I didn't know what I'd use it for, but I was going to use it.
How have you used it?
Yeah, what job did you use the sandwich place on?
I mean, probably some of Victoria. I mean, I don't know. You just have to. I don't know. I just remember being like 14 and going, I'm going to use it. That's what a professional would do.
Bitter.
Why do I feel like when Victoria is icing Peyton and she delivers the first gut punch of calling her a loser and then tells her she's a parasitic friend, she was picturing her working in a sandwich shop in Wilmington.
Meanwhile, Peyton's like, what's wrong with sandwiches?
Like, sandwiches are delicious.
Yeah. Okay, we have a question from Darla. She says, how did your experience on Melrose shape how you worked on One Tree Hill? Because that's what was so exciting for us. Like, you were a very recognizable person to us. And it was, you know, we were so isolated down there that having someone who understood the experience and had lived it that we got to watch, that was so cool.
Yeah. Well, it was similar, you guys. I mean, I was watching it again. I just go, this is really a small town soap opera. You're an ensemble. I mean, my God, there's so much going on, the drama, same with Melrose. Yeah. So what was similar was that it was ensemble and it was, you know, every day kind of the same people. So the drama has to switch it up between each other. And, you know, I noticed in this episode that I was not the only like real jerk in it. Quinn was a jerk. Lee's parents, boss. Lee's boss was a real jerk. Kevin Federline was a real jerk. Like everyone, these really mean people that, you know, they have to bring in for the drama so that the regulars have to deal with all this, you know, conflict. That was similar. There was always conflict on Melrose. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's what was very familiar. The ensemble. So you're all behind the scenes. And you guys, because it was a small town, I hung out with you guys. I mean, I'm sure I was like calling you and saying, what are we going to do this weekend? What are we going to do this weekend? Because I was like, new in town. I'm like, you guys, where are you going? What's going on? We didn't do that in Melrose because we shot here in LA. And so, you know, everyone kind of just went home. But I'm sorry if I did bother you all the time. Hanger on her.
You weren't. Oh, my gosh. We were. Anytime you ever called to hang out, we were like, Daphne wants to hang out with me. This is so cool.
I'm in another country and all I would like is to be, quote, bothered by you. Okay. Like, literally anywhere in the world, please more. Okay, Jillian asks a question that
I love this one.
Also want to know the answer. Right? It's so good.
So good.
She said, Victoria had so many iconic nicknames. Ice Queen, Bar Hag, Bitchtoria. Do you, Daphne, have a favorite?
Well, there was Bitchtoria. And then what was the Horia one? Which Horia?
Which Toria? Which
was Horia? That when she took a was that when she took a lover?
There was a Horia, yeah. I think Bitchtoria is kind of like the classic
magic
one. I didn't know there was Bar Hag. Thank you very much, though.
I didn't either, honestly, until Jillian asked. I was like, really? But yeah, Bitchtoria feels like the top of a very iconic pyramid.
Yeah.
Yes. Have people made merch with that name on it? Like, we need sweatshirts with Bitchtoria on there.
Yes.
All right, let's do it.
Mm-hmm. Daphne, just open up a little e-commerce page, Shopify, just like Daphne Zuniga.
Link in bio.
Oh my God, I'm obsessed.
So what about that drink where that the shrew drink at the bar in Trick?
Oh, I have vague recollections of this.
What's this drink? He goes, what episode was that?
It's coming up. It's Owen, right? Joe Manganiello makes a drink named after you.
Oh, Old Shrew?
Yeah, it's like a...
like Mean Old Shrew or something.
You'll see when you get there. I may have watched that.
God, I have physical memory of that. That's crazy.
Yes, you do?
I hadn't thought about it since we filmed it, but you saying it, I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
God.
I think I like Bitchtoria the best. And I have to tell you a funny story, and then we'll get to the next one if there is one. But this little girl came up to me once, and she said, my mom says you're on TV. And I go, yeah? She says you were Victoria on One Tree Hill. And I go, yeah? I don't believe you.
Yeah.
She goes, say something. And I just looked at her and I said, okay, Daphne, are you going to do this? She's like, you're 12. And the mom was shy in the background. And I looked at the mother and I went, you asked for it.
Oh.
And I just I said something. I just insulted her so badly. And she just stood there and went,
oh, okay. No.
And she walked off and I was like, don't do that, people. I have to prove to you that Victoria.
It's like, those are problems that Paul had too, which leads us into the next question. People, hold on, where is that person who asked this question? They compared you to Dan Scott. They were like, you're the female Dan Scott. Do you feel that Victoria was like the female Dan Scott?
Okay, Daphne, Daphne thinks, I'll do a Chris Keller here, right?
Yeah, third person.
Daphne thinks, third person, that yes, I see the similarities in some of the storyline. I mean, both in prison, both, you know, older, maybe toss back some, you know, definitely self-righteous, narcissistic tendencies.
Wait, I'm sorry, go back. Does Victoria go to prison?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Wait, what season?
You'll get there. I have my own, bitch in there? Like,
a girl
comes up and goes, what do you need? You know?
Yes.
Yeah, she finds like a prison Millicent.
Yes, totally. Oh, it's great. I'm there in an orange outfit and we try to make it look fashionable like Victoria.
It's so good.
This is the best piece of information I got today.
Was that happening the same time Martha Stewart went to prison? Was that sort of the inspiration of send Victoria?
Probably.
Trey Chic.
Yeah. Yeah, for like white collar crime.
I feel like it was.
Now the second half of the answer is that Victoria feels so far above Dan. So far above, like night and day. Do you know what I mean? She just, I feel like she's more like the Martha Stewart, okay? Some innocent number crunching, not like this guy who's a psychopath kind of thing. But I would have loved it if we had like, you know what I mean? Like a War of the Roses face type off? Of thing.
I wish. That was such a missed opportunity.
Oh, it would have been so...
We complained that Dan didn't have any love interests outside of, you know, his high school girlfriend, his college girlfriend. Like, Dan Scott trying to hit on Victoria is what I want to watch all day long.
That would have been so fun.
Just to get rejected by Victoria would have been so delicious.
Which she would have, although she may have had a little fun with him first if she were feeling needed it. And then she would have rejected him. Who knows?
Yeah. But I feel like you would have given him some withering line, much like you did to everyone in this episode.
God, I loved
it. And it just would have been so much fun to watch.
I feel like there's a TV series version of War of the Roses that needs to happen with you and Paul. You got to put that in the works.
I have a line coming to me. She would have said something like, and there's a play on the concept here, but she would have said something like, looked him up and down and said, "You probably think you're like the Marlboro man, don't you?"
He did think he was Torby.
Wasn't he the Marlboro man at one point?
Probably. He was the Coke guy.
Oh, the Coke guy. Yeah. Something like that.
Absolutely.
But she was always thinking in ads and in selling and marketing.
I love that. Okay, Daphne, we had a request from our fan base that we spend time with our guests, but then actually discuss the episode. So are you willing to stick around so we can do a second episode where we just talk about episode 504, where Victoria lays us all out?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Yay!
Well, friends, we will be back with part two of 504 with Daphne Zuniga, who is our queen, in a minute.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at dramaqueensoth.
Or email us at dramaqueens@iheartradio.com.
See you next time. We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our Comet Girl.
Drama Girl.
Cheering for the right team.
Drama Queens, Drama Queens.
Smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama Queens, Drama Queens, Drama Queens. Drama, Drama Queens, Drama Queens.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape Resorts and Spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Boy, I've spent definitely a significant amount of time in therapy in my life. And I think there's just so many layers to life that can be hard to navigate. And having somebody there to just talk through things really makes the days easier sometimes.
It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you. And how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through.
BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
I don't know about y'all. I love the holidays, and they also stress me out. Yesterday, I was trying to get everybody's gifts wrapped, and I just needed a second. I was on my fourth paper cut. And I was like, okay, take a walk around the house, calm yourself down. And you know what I did? I went and got myself a cookie and I felt better. So all I'm saying is if you're tired or besieged by paper cuts, I think you deserve a cookie too.
I agree. Guys, Keebler Sandies are buttery. They're shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, pecans, and almonds.
And each Keebler Sandy shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by those cute little Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies. It's the perfect treat that'll keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandy's shortbread cookie to enjoy a simple moment of comfort.
Is it hoarding if it's boots? I don't think so. A woman can never have too many pairs of boots. It's the perfect gift for your loved ones and for yourself. So, this festival and concert season is all about boots. Everybody has to show up in style, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert with all your friends. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.